Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome. Glad you tuned in today. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope the day is off to a great start. Well, I'm very excited about today's show. I'll be talking with worship leader Matt Gilman, and we're going to unpack his story, talk about his faith, and hear some of his music. And so here's my question right now for you is, what are some of the more recent ways the Lord has shown you his very personal love for you? What are some of the ways he's more recently just touched your head, kissed your head, shown you that he is for you and he is with you? I asked that question on Facebook, got a lot of great answers. Some say he got rid of my anger and fear. Others, he provided for me in my unemployment. He sustained me when I didn't know what was coming up next. How about you? I'd love to know. We've got four CDs of Matt's to give away, and we'll open the phone lines intermittently, but I want to give Matt as much time as possible. So let me tell you about my guest, and we'll get him on the show. Matt Gilman is a worship artist and a Minnesota native. He's been a musician since he was 8 years old. He began leading worship at 14 under the leadership of his father, a Lutheran pastor. In 2002, immediately after high school, Matt moved to Kansas City to join the full-time staff at International House of Prayer, where he has been leading worship for the last 10 years. He's traveled all across the U.S. as well as to Brazil, South Korea, England, Germany, Canada, Mexico, and even Israel. He lives now in Orlando with his wife Alexia and their twin boys Isaac and Caden. You can learn more about him on the web at mattgilman.com. Matt, welcome. So glad to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be with you.
Well, I told this story back when I got back from a retreat. When I played a couple of your songs and told our listeners, I'm getting them on the show, so you hang in there. But we had just come off of a share event here at the station. So when we do these share events, you're on the air for tons of hours, and you almost can't form a complete sentence once the share event is over because you're so emptied, you know?
Totally.
And I'm on my way to a speaking event, and my husband right now is in the big bid mode. We're building a Viking stadium here in the Twin Cities, and he's in commercial construction, so he's up to his eyeballs in blueprints. So we both get in the car, and we're just dead tired driving to an event that I have to speak at. And I'm like, oh, Lord, I need the strength. Well, I had just grabbed your CD because your publicist had sent it in, tucked it in my purse. I popped it into the CD player, and the Lord ministered to us all the way to the event, to the point where we were ministering out of absolute fullness, and we were blown away. There was a point where we had all of our hands in the air, and he had to kind of work to hang onto the wheel. But I couldn't wait to tell you that, Matt, because we were blown away just by your spirit, your heart, the words, the lyrics, and just the music. So I'm so grateful and honored to have you with us today.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I'm honored to be with you guys. And honestly, even just hearing that story, that's the reason I do what I do, is to minister to weak and broken vessels. You know, and I myself am weak and broken, and so it's fun to get to do what I get to do.
Wow, it's just great. And I'm excited, and really congratulations on an amazing album.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, we love to start out all of our conversations talking scripture, and we always just say, have our guests just choose a scripture if there's a passage the Lord's been speaking to you about. And you chose Revelations 4. And I have parts of it here. I don't know if you just want to speak to it, or you want me to read a part of it, or how do you want to do that with the full chapter?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, really, the whole chapter is so fascinating. My favorite verse is verse 8, if you want to read that one.
Okay. My little producer wrote this for me, so I don't even know this is verse 8, because I just have a chunk of it. So I'm just going to read, and you'll probably note it when I read it. It says, after this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I'd first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. At once I was there in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby, a rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled in the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their head. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumbling, and peals of thunder. In the center, around the throne, there were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in the back. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Now, I'm so sorry, Max, I don't have the verses in front of me, but does that cover where you were?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Beautiful. Mm.
No, I love this whole chapter, you know, starting at the beginning where it talks about the open door. I believe, you know, obviously the book of Revelation was written by John, and he was exiled to the island of Patmos because of his faith in Jesus. And he was, I just have this picture of John going about his day, whatever he did as a prisoner. And all of a sudden, you know, in Revelation 1, Jesus appears to him. This was his best friend from probably 60 years earlier in his life. Shows up to him shining like the sun, and I don't know what I would do in that situation, but after a couple moments, he looks up, and he sees an open door in the heavens, and I think of John 10, where Jesus said to the disciples, he said, I am the door, I am the way to the Father, no one comes to the Father but through me, and, you know, obviously, John was seeing an actual door, I believe, in that moment, but how cool of a symbol that was to see an actual doorway into the heavenly realm. And I believe that doorway, through the blood of Jesus, Hebrews 10 talks about it as well, that we've been given a new and living way to come before the throne of grace through the blood of Jesus. And I believe John really experienced that firsthand that day. And but I love just the vivid picture of the throne room that Revelation 4 projects to us as the believers. It just, and when you think about it all, and you read it so fast, and it's hard to really take it all in. But when you really think about it, there's a God seated on a throne. He shines like jasper stone. It's like a diamond light, and a sardius stone is like a brilliant fire. You know, I think of where it says our God is an all-consuming fire, and then it says there's lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there's a rainbow that surrounds God, and and my favorite verse is verse 8, where it says, those four living creatures, they're covered with eyes all around and within. And day and night, they don't rest. They're gazing on this God since the dawn of creation. The day they were created, they've been gazing upon this beautiful God. And I always think of when Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, the lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is good, then your whole body is filled with light. And here these four living creatures, they're covered with eyes all around and within. They're gazing upon unapproachable light day and night. And the only word that comes to their mind to describe the scene that they're seeing in that moment is holy, holy, holy. And that really has been an inspiration in my own life as a worshiper, as a worship leader. I want to experience what they're experiencing. Although, you know, the Bible says we see through a mirror dimly right now, I think the reason we have the Bible, the reason we have Revelation 4 is because it gives us an on-ramp to experience that heavenly worship that those four living creatures are experiencing right now. So that really is my life passage, and I think it will always be, and I think it's inexhaustible. The amount of revelation is in that passage, and I think we're going to be searching it out for the rest of our lives and even into eternity.
So. You know, indeed, and I so appreciate the way you unpack that. You think about, you know, we can't even get close enough to the sun without it burning us up. And the creator of the sun, through his son, makes a way for us to get into that inner court. Yeah. And so we can get before him. We can come boldly before him. And scripture says, assured of his glad welcome. I mean, you think of the glory, the picture that scripture paints and that you just explained. It's amazing anybody could ever stand in his presence. But the Lord says we can come and be assured of his glad welcome. I think if we just marvel on that, yeah, it would make our knees weak, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And the Bible even says, blessed is the man whom he chooses and causes to approach him. And just as believers, we have access to that. He's chosen us, and he's caused us to approach him by the blood of his son. And he said, because of that, we are blessed. And, you know, that's really an understatement. Mm. We're beyond blessed to be able to actually access the throne of God.
Wow. Well, I so appreciate that. Well, how about this song? We're talking about your album, Awake in Love, talking about Jesus, having a great time. And I'm so excited for our listeners to hear your music if they haven't yet. Tell us about the song, As the Deer.
As the Deer. This was actually a song, you know, a lot of the songs that are on the album were kind of written spontaneously at the House of Prayer in Kansas City. What we did down there was, and they're still doing it right now, they actually just had their 14-year anniversary of 24/7 worship.
Wow.
So it's pretty astounding. But I was privileged to be a part of that for 10 years. And, you know, what we did was we had six sets a week for 2 hours at a time, and a lot of that was spontaneous. And so We just kind of let things flow and happen as they did, and we kind of got to navigate through it musically. But the song As the Deer actually came out in one of those spontaneous moments where I kind of handed the set over to one of my musicians, my keyboard player, and he started playing that opening chord progression for the chorus. And we were actually singing through Psalm 42, where, you know, everyone knows that verse, as the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. And it just really talks about, it's the longing of every human heart, to be honest. The Bible even says that eternity has been written on our hearts. So whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not, as human beings, we were created in our DNA, in our spiritual DNA, we were created with a longing for eternity. We were created with a longing for something more than what we have right now. And I feel like the psalmist in that passage was really feeling that, really experiencing that longing. As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. And that it just kind of unpacks the journey of every believer in that bridge, says, I have this longing right now, but I set my heart on a pilgrimage because I believe truly that one day I'm going to stand before God in the heavenly city, the New Jerusalem. It's described in Revelation 21 and 22, that we're as believers in Jesus, we are actually going to live with God and stand before him in that city one day. And so that's really kind of the joy set before us as Christians, that we're going to be with God in heaven forever. And though we may experience pain, though we may experience trial or turmoil in this life, we have a joy set before us. So I set my heart on a pilgrimage because I know that one day I have that promise awaiting for me.
Indeed. And that is true as believers. We are on a pilgrimage, not made for this place. We're made for him. Let's hear As the Deer.
My heart.
Larson. This is Live the Promise. What you just heard is a song off of the Awaken Love album by Matt Gilman. We've got him on today talking about his life, his faith, about our Lord, and about this music. Powerful song, Matt. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
So good. We've got four copies to give away if you've got a question for our guest today. Like I said, I'm only going to open the phone lines a couple times. I want to get as much out of Matt's music and hear as hard as possible. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Tell us about You Made a Way. That song is the one where our arms went up in the air and we were overwhelmed. I was crying. I just was so... I mean, just the reality that he did make a way, but your song, the way it builds, just about knocked me over. Tell me about some of the inspiration behind that one.
Yeah. That song was written probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and I was just in one of those places where I just was really in tune with how weak and broken I am as a human being. I think we all have seasons like that in our lives where we just come face to face with our weakness But I remember reading, I was reading through the Bible one day, and I mentioned a couple moments ago too, but Hebrews 10, where it talks about that he made for us a new and living way through the veil of his flesh so that we can come boldly before his throne of grace. And that's another one of my favorite passages in the scripture. And I was just struck with the reality of the cross and what Jesus did for us. And, you know, when I was a sinner, when I was an enemy, when I was like that prodigal son running as far away from him as I possibly could, he still said, no, you're mine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do whatever it takes, whatever I can to win you back with love. And that's where it just comes in, the whole incarnation and Jesus actually stepping down from his Father's throne, from his Father's glory, taking on flesh, coming as a baby, born in a manger, you know, and living his life, and Hebrews actually said he resisted sin to the point of shedding his own blood, and he was tempted in every way, but he resisted sin, and Philippians 2 says that he emptied himself of his form of godliness, and he humbled himself, and he became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, which, you know, if you study that at all, the Roman cross was one of the punishments given to one of the cruelest punishments given to the worst of thieves or the worst of criminals, and Jesus went to that place for us for the sake of love and said, I'm going to die a sinless death so that you don't have to spend an eternity separated from me. And I even think of Jesus in the garden before they came and arrested him, and he was going through all of that turmoil, even sweating drops of blood, and he said, Father, if it's possible, would you take this cup from me? If there's any other way, please let there be another way. But at the end of that statement, he says, but not my will, yours be done. And I will do this for the sake of love to win back my people. And that's where the song was just inspired. And again, just the hope of eternity. I am yours, you are mine. We're going to live forever together in that holy city. And that's kind of the inspiration behind the song and just the beauty and the wonder and the majesty of Jesus on the cross.
When you think about that too, Matt, that right in the midst of our assault against him, Earth's assault, Pharisees, all of us, our assault against him, there could have been a point because of the mockery and the absolute utter disrespect and cruelty upon him where he could have said, you know, not worth it. And then there wouldn't have been a way made for us. Right. You know what I mean? He persisted. We were the joy set before him. He endured so that he could make a way for us because we were on his mind. I mean, that love is so profound. I don't think we can get our arms and our minds around it. You know?
Absolutely. And even on the cross, as he was hanging on the cross, he was praying for those who were actually crucifying him. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't understand what they're doing. And I mean, that's real love. And
yeah.
The very people who drove the nails into his hands and his feet and stuck that sword in his side, he prayed for them and prayed for their souls in the moment that he was being crucified. And that just blows my mind.
Indeed. So I see your call, Tessa, but I want to make sure we hear this song. So if you're able to hold on through the song and we'll catch you on the other side. Otherwise, I see what your question is, but I'd sure love a chance for you to talk with Matt. But we want to make sure we get this whole song because it will rock your world. Here it is. You Made a Way.
by the crimson stain upon your robe. With every nail, with every pounding blow, by every stripe and every bruise upon your back, I can hear you crying out. You say, Father, I desire that they would be, that they would be with me to see my glory. You took all my shame and my iniquity for the sake of freedom. You set me free.
To end yet, talking to Matt Gilman. We're going to hear the rest of this song on the other side of the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chip Ingram, the teaching pastor from Living on the Edge, heard each weekday at 11 a.m. on Faith Radio. I'm thankful that the team at Faith Radio is committed to wholeheartedly pursuing Christ and sees the value of relevant Bible teaching. Would you join with us? You can give a gift safely and securely online at faithradionet.com or phone us at 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. Thanks so much. Keep pressing ahead.
It's not just information, it's transformation.
A lot of things have kind of gone on in the last year or so, the last few years actually. I just needed something different. Just kind of was poking around and I found it. The reassurance that the Lord is there with me, listening to the messages all day long, it brings peace to my day. Not only that, I mean, I've been educated. He's there all day, all the time.
Connecting faith to life every day. Thanks for listening to Faith Radio.
Blood of the Lamb.
that doesn't stoke your fire, your wood is wet. I'm just saying. Matt Gilman, that is my most favorite song of all time, ever.
Thank you so much.
I can't even tell you. I'm speechless. It's just so amazing. What's it like for you on the other side? I mean, this is something that got birthed in you, but to sit back and now hear that produced, you know what I'm saying? How is that for you?
Yeah, it's so much fun, honestly, you know, and to work on that album with a, you know, a Dove Award winning producer like Ed Cash was such an honor. And it's cool to just hear those songs come to life in a new way through a recorded album and all that. So I love what I get to do. And I love songwriting. I love music. I love Jesus. And so you put it all together and that's what you get.
So. It's so true. So we've talked about just being in his presence, gazing on his glory, him making a way for us where there is no way. And another part of when you reference John 10:10 is that, you know, that thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God, Jesus comes to give us life and life abundantly. Talk about your song, Every Captive Free, because I can tell through your music, this is also a passion that we understand who we are to the Lord so that we can live free.
Absolutely. Yeah, the song Every Captive Free actually has a special and deep meaning for me. At the House of Prayer in Kansas City, one of my weekly worship sets that I led was a set specifically praying for victims of human trafficking. Mm. And we prayed for that every week, and it was such an honor to get to partner with the Lord's heart in that, and I continue to do even today. But just because it was almost every week we would receive testimonies back for the very places that we were praying for. For example, there was a city in Belgrade, Serbia. We were praying for Belgrade, Serbia one week, and to the random listener, that means nothing, but, you know, that's one of the main hubs for human trafficking. And we prayed for that for a whole month, and we got a little bit discouraged, and we didn't hear any testimonies for the whole month. And the last day of the month, we spent 4 weeks praying for it, the last day of the month, we got word that a newspaper headline in Belgrade said that about 12 brothels were exposed, and about 120 women and children were set free.
Mm.
And It just so fascinated my heart, dude, just that we have that place in the Lord's heart, in the place of prayer, that when we ask for things, he loves to partner with us. And I just felt it just brought so much joy to my heart knowing that, you know, and I'm sure there were many other people around the globe praying for the same thing. But just that little kiss from heaven,
yeah,
you know, saying we prayed for that for a month and it really happened. And we saw the fruit of it.
Well, that's your fruit and victory as well. I mean, you have a part in that, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. You know, that's the power of prayer and intercession, is that we actually get to partner with God's heart and change things on the earth.
Oh, so powerful. And this is something I've been bringing up a lot because it's just burning in me so much, is that as we watch maybe the news too much and we get angst and then we get angry and then we rant and we sound like the rest of the world, we become noise because we've let go of love. I mean, I'm talking about angry rant where you can't tell that you're a Christ follower anymore, but we humble ourselves before the Lord and keep his heart of love. We are powerful in prayer, and that's when war cease and when things change, right? When we are praying from that place.
Absolutely. And, you know, and Jesus even said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And it's so easy to focus on those negative things that we're seeing every day. But when we actually believe in the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us, that's when everything changes.
Amen.
And we have a totally different outlook and perspective on life.
And even to take it a step further, this is our privilege and responsibility as Christ followers to be able to be in his presence and impact history from the prayer room more than our rant and our anger and our righteous indignation, you know? And I don't know. I just...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's so much power in prayer. And
that's right.
It's such a privilege to be able to partner with God in that.
So this song, Every Captive Free, what I love about it so much is that, again, it just reminds us, you know, we can really embrace our identity when we understand who we are to him and how he feels about us. So here's Every Captive Free. This is Matt Gilman.
Upon me. anointed me to preach good news, to take away all of your sorrow and your mourning, to give the oil of joy and a garment of praise. Deliverance, and I will stand.
what Jesus says. You are mine. He loves you. Talking to Matt Gilman today, that's another one of his beautiful songs off his amazing album, Awaken Love. And just listening to that, Matt, thinking again of how much he loves us and how much he wants to set us free. I often say that there are many Christians who are going to get to heaven and go, you know, I was saved, but I wasn't free in the land of the living. But there's a measure of freedom we can know today, isn't there?
Absolutely, absolutely. And just, you know, again, bringing it back to the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and the enemy loves it when we live in our own shame and live in our own bondage, but we don't realize so much of the time, we don't realize what's the freedom that's available to us in Christ. Mm. And that's the beauty of the cross again, is that he's given us freedom, and we are called to live life and life more abundantly.
Yeah. It just was meeting with a young gal that I'm mentoring, and we had lunch yesterday, and we were talking about when Jesus said, you know, forgive them, they know not what they're doing. And I said, isn't pretty much every sin we commit out of an ignorance of what we're doing? Because if we really, really knew who we were, whose we were, how he feels about us, I mean, so much of what comes out of our selfishness is our grabbing for ourselves because we don't understand he's provided already, you know? Hmm. So Tessa called in, and bless your heart, Tessa, sorry you weren't able to hold. She says, when you're at a point in your life when you feel wrung out, spiritually dry, and in need of vision and direction, what sorts of things do you do? Great question, Tessa. What do you say, Matt?
No, I think one of the most powerful things to do, and I've been there so many times in my own walk, in my own journey with the Lord, so I think we can all relate to Tessa in that question. I think one of the most powerful things to do is sing the Word of God, and whether you have a good voice or not, or whether other people think you do or don't, it doesn't matter. The Lord loves the sound of your voice. But there's so much power in actually singing the Word of God, because, you know, it's different than listening to a message. And not that listening to a message is bad. It's very inspirational and very effective. But when you take that message or you take that scripture passage and you put a melody to it, it actually gets written on your hearts. I mean, how many times have you heard a song and there's that melody that just gets stuck in your head and you end up singing it all day? But when you actually sing the Word of God and it gets stuck in your mind, it gets written on your heart, and it begins to change you from the inside out, and that's the power of the Word of God. And there's so many times, you know, I can think of, even in the last few weeks, I can think of so many times where I've just been so dry and I feel so tired and weary. But I always find myself going back to that source of strength, and the source of strength that I find every time is in the Word of God and singing it to Him. And so whether or not you play an instrument, whether or not you think you have a great voice or not, there's power in writing the Word on your heart.
Mm. And faith comes from hearing, so letting your ears hear your mouth sing His Word. Great idea. Is there a song on the album, Matt, that's especially close to your heart, or maybe a favorite for you?
Probably my favorite on the album is the song "Closer." It's the last track on the album, and it just is all about the Lord's mercy. And you know, even talking about what we've been talking about this whole time is, you know, I feel like the theme of this last few moments has just been our weakness matched with God's glory and His mercy. And you know, again, we're weak and broken, but it brings it back to that picture in Revelation 4 where it says there's a rainbow that surrounds God's throne. It's like an emerald. And you think of that green color. Green usually in the Bible means it's life-giving. And the rainbow, every time you see a rainbow in the scripture, it represents the covenant of God's mercy that He made with mankind. And I love that image, that picture that it gives us in Revelation 4, because there is an actual emerald green rainbow that surrounds the throne of God. And everything that the Lord does, and everything, and He sees us through that lens. And He doesn't see us through that lens of shame and sin that we're living, that we are so prone to see things through. But He actually sees us through mercy. He sees us through the righteousness of His own Son, Jesus. And that's how we are given access to come before Him. And that's what gives us eternal life with Him.
Beautiful. So let's hear "Closer."
There is a rainbow of mercy.
son has made me a way to come closer, closer. There is a rainbow of mercy around you. It's calling me closer, closer. The blood of your son has made me a way, way to come closer, closer. For you delight in showing me mercy, and you desire me to draw near. And now you have caused me to come and approach you, and I am blessed among men.
That is so beautiful, and I want to play the whole song, but I also want to leave time for New Jerusalem. But that is sure. That sounds like an anthem. Boy, it's just beautiful, Matt. Wow, this time has gone by so fast. We have just enough time to have you set up New Jerusalem. We're going to maybe play it, have you pray, if that's okay, when we come back. And we'll.
Absolutely.
Wow, this has been so good. Talk about New Jerusalem.
Yeah, New Jerusalem really was taken from the passages in Revelation chapters 21 and 22. I actually love the book of Revelation. There's just so much beautiful description in that book. But New Jerusalem, we're going to be living with God for eternity, for you know, in this beautiful place. And I read this book, it's called Heaven by Randy Alcorn, and it just changed my life. And it just talks about the actual physical nature of heaven, and even some of the descriptions given in Revelation 21 and 22. There's the 12 foundations to the city, and there's 12 gates. There's three on each side, and they're all made of a single pearl. And it talks about golden streets in the city, and there's no need for the sun or the moon, because Jesus, the glory of Jesus, actually illuminates the whole city. And just what a beautiful picture, and the river of life streaming from God's throne. It's a real place, and we're really going to live there for all of eternity. And wrapping your mind around that, and just going, it's more than just a fairy tale to make ourselves feel good right now, because so many times we think of heaven, and honestly, the thought of eternity is sometimes scary. We're going to live forever. I mean, what does that even look like? I mean, and so many people have this false perception that we're going to be playing harps and floating around on clouds for billions of years. And maybe every once in a while we'll see our friends pass by and we'll wave hello to them. But no, heaven is a real physical place with real dimensions and real beauty to it. And we're going to be discovering it for all of eternity. And one of the things that Randy Alcorn said in his book, he said, if you were going to take a trip to a place that you'd never been before, say you lived in Florida like I do, and I was going to go visit the mountains, I'd want to study the mountains. I'd want to prepare for what I'm going to be experiencing there. And in that same likeness, we're actually, like as we discussed earlier, we're on a pilgrimage to our holy city, to our eternal home. And it's wisdom right now in this age to study it and to prepare for it and to Find out what it's going to be like. And there are so many descriptions in the Bible of what heaven is going to be like for us. And so I tried to capture a little bit of that in the song New Jerusalem. And so, yeah, it's one of my favorites on the album as well.
So good. And as Dr. Richard Swenson said, every step here is a step there. So this is why this matters. How we live here ripples into eternity. Let's hear New Jerusalem. This whole song, but we got to go. Matt, would you just say a prayer for our nation that we'd have a revival in this place?
Absolutely. Lord, we just thank you for the nation that you've given us. We thank you for the freedom that you've given us, Lord. And we also recognize, God, that we are in desperate need of a revival, Lord, in our nation, in our churches, in our own hearts, God. We need revival. And Lord, we ask that you would send another great awakening.
Yes.
Lord, you've done it before. We believe that you can do it again. We believe that you will do it again. You said that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven, that you would forgive our sins, and you would heal our land. And Lord, we ask that you would heal our land. We ask, as we turn from our sins, as we repent, as we pursue holiness and righteousness, Lord, that you would look down upon the nation of America and that you would send us another revival, Lord. We thank you for your heart and what you want to do in our nation. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Matt, you got to come back. I pray that you will.
I would love to. I would be honored.
Great time. Check out his album, Awaken Love. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. You can find a podcast of today's show up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Tomorrow I'll be talking to Jim Cimbala about his book, Spirit Rising. I can't wait. Tune in tomorrow. God bless your day. We'll meet you back here next time.